Well, welcome back to the DriveCast. My name is Matthew, and I serve as the teaching pastor for our Westerville campus. And this past week, we kicked off a brand new teaching series called Taboo, where we're taking a look at different topics that tend to give the Christian faith a bad rap. These are topics that people will often bring up in objection to believing in God or trusting in the Bible or even becoming Christians. And I think a lot of the confusion around these topics comes from a misunderstanding and a misinterpretation of Scripture. So this past week, as we dove into the series, before we even got to the topic of violence in the Old Testament, I laid out a few helpful tips for interpreting Scripture at our Westerville campus. And I wanted to share three of those with you today for when we are reading Scripture, when we're studying it, that will help us to interpret Scripture in the right way. So three principles to follow. The first one is this, is that the Bible is a library, not a book. The Bible is a library, not a book. We tend to talk about the Bible as if it is a single book, because that is how it's presented to us. We're given this faux leather book with a front cover and a back cover, and it has a table of contents, and we assume that it's just a book. But the Bible is actually 66 unique books that are written over a 1,500-year period by more than 40 different authors. And each book, each letter of the Bible represents the personality, the experiences, and the writing style of the author. The Bible also contains several different genres. There's history and poetry, there's prophecy, law, narratives, parable, and the genre of the book, the genre of the letter that you are reading, impacts how we interpret it. It determines how literally we take it. Do we take what we're reading at face value? Or is the author using some sort of literary device? There are also two distinct parts of the Bible. There's an Old Testament and a New Testament. And these represent the two different covenants that God made with his people. The Old Covenant is the agreement that God made with the nation of Israel. And the New Covenant is the agreement that God made with all people through Jesus. And the covenant that you are reading in the Bible impacts how you interpret it. So as we're reading, as we're studying, we need to remember that the Bible is a library of many different books, not just a single book. The second principle is this, is that the Bible is written for us, not to us. I think most people tend to read the Bible devotionally. And as they're reading a passage, they like to start with, okay, what does this mean for my life? They immediately want to apply it to their life and to their situation. And I think that's great, because we should be applying God's word to our life. But the problem, the challenge with that is that the Bible wasn't written to us. It wasn't written in our modern language. It wasn't written with our contemporary culture in mind. Now, each book of the Bible was written to a specific group at a specific time, living in a specific place, dealing with a specific situation, which means that we were not the target audience for the original authors. And we need to understand who each book, who each letter was written to. But even though the Bible wasn't written to us, it was written for us. And God has preserved his word from generation to generation, and it is his primary vehicle for revealing himself and his plan of redemption to the world. So the Bible, it was not written directly to us, but it was written for us. And finally, the third principle is this, is to never read a Bible verse. To never read a Bible verse. You see, as we read the Bible, it's important that we don't read a single verse in isolation from its context. And I think my biggest takeaway from seminary was this simple phrase that context is king. Context is king, meaning that we need to read, whenever we read a verse or whenever we read a passage, we need to ask these questions. Okay, who is the author? Who are they writing to? What is the situation they're addressing? And we need to look at the specific verse within the context of the paragraph, chapter, and book that it's a part of. And understand that every verse we read is a part of a larger story, the grand narrative of Scripture. And we need to ask, okay, where does this verse fit within the grand narrative of Scripture? Where does it fit within the biblical narrative? And I hope these are just some helpful principles for you, especially as we're in this series and we're dealing with these topics and looking at some difficult passages in Scripture that really shed a lot of light on some proper ways to interpret and to understand God's Word today. So let me take a moment to pray for us now, and then I'll give you an opportunity to pray as well. So Father, we thank you for the gift of your Word that you have preserved and you have passed down from generation to generation. God, it's through your Word that you reveal who you are. You reveal your character. You reveal your plan of redemption. And God, as your followers, help us to be faithful interpreters of your Word, to honor what it is that you have written down and that you have recorded in Scripture. Help us to understand it so that we can present it in a way that is accurate and faithful to what you intended. So God, my prayer for us today is that we would treasure your Word, we would spend time in your Word, and we would allow it to transform our lives. It's in the name of Jesus that we pray. Amen.